Hi friends, this is Shepherd Amaka and I am so excited that you're listening to me today. I've missed you. How are you? How have you been? What's happening? Today we're going to be talking about a very special topic. Are you ready? Awesome! Let's pray. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you help us to understand everything that we are going to be talking about and listening to today. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Okay, friends, let's revise a bit. So, how many gods do we have? One. We have one God. We do not have three gods, we have one God. However, we have one God in how many persons? Three. It's an amazing mystery, and I just am looking forward so much to when we understand it when we get to heaven. So we have one God in three persons: God the Father, God the Son, who is the Lord Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. Can you remember some of the things that we talked about when we're talking about God the Father? There were so many that we did. I think we did 10. So let's talk about the first five, okay? We said God is a spirit. He doesn't have a body. We can't see him. God is eternal. He doesn't have a birthday. Nobody gave birth to him. Nobody made him. God is omnipresent. God is everywhere. You cannot hide from God. God is omniscient. God knows everything. You cannot keep a secret from God. God is omnipotent. God can do anything. God is the most powerful ever. There is nothing too hard for God to do. Did you remember the demonstrations? Well done. Okay, moving on. We talked about the Lord Jesus, and we started from the very beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word, in fact, was God. Beautiful. And God created the world through the Word. But God had a plan, and for that plan to work, God had to come on earth. But God didn't have a body. God was a spirit. The Word was a spirit. So what was going to happen? Well, the Word came into Mary's womb and was born as Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Jesus is the Word. Jesus is fully God. But yet, Jesus was a human being. He was born like a human being. He had a family. When he was hungry, he ate. When he was tired, he slept. When he was sad, he cried. He had friends. He walked. You know, Jesus was a full human being, but he was also God. Can you imagine? That is just so awesome. I still can't wrap my brain around it totally yet. Wow. Okay, moving forward. What did Jesus come to do? Well, he did a lot of things, but we're talking about three major ones, which was Jesus came to show us the way to God, Jesus came to tell us the truth about God, and Jesus came to give us eternal life so we can spend eternity with God. Isn't that awesome? Have you said thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. And right now, where is Jesus? Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. He is our mediator, our intercessor, and he is our high priest. Because he has gone through everything that we have gone through, he understands fully. He understands everything, and there's nothing we cannot tell him. All right, so today we are talking about the Holy Spirit. Wow. Do you know that when Jesus was leaving earth, his friends were sad? The disciples and all the people that were around Jesus, they were so sad. And Jesus told them that they should not worry, that he was going to send somebody else that was going to help them, and that was going to give them power and the ability to do things differently. And who was that person? It was the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will teach us everything that we need to know and give us power to do everything that we need to do. The Holy Spirit helps us to understand what the Bible says and helps us to remember what the Bible says. So, you know, if you don't understand the Bible or it's too confusing, just ask the Holy Spirit to help you and He will. Do you know that even when Jesus was on earth, He needed the help of the Holy Spirit? Yes, because He was a human being. So God anointed Him with the Holy Spirit. And He had the power and the ability to do everything that He did. He was able to resist temptation. He was able to do miracles. He was able to be a good person and a kind person. He was able to be Jesus, right? The Jesus that we know. He was able to do that through the Holy Spirit. In fact, do you know that when Jesus died, it was through the power of the Holy Spirit that He rose up? Yes, the Holy Spirit is that powerful. And the Holy Spirit is here with us today. Isn't that amazing? Wow. The Holy Spirit is not a thing. The Holy Spirit is not just fire or wind. No, the Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit is God. Okay? The Holy Spirit comes from God, but the Holy Spirit is God. Now, remember that Jesus came to tell us the way to God and to tell us the truth about God and to give us eternal life so that we can spend eternity with God? Well, the Holy Spirit came to tell us about Jesus, came to help us to believe in Jesus, came to help us to become like Jesus, because that's our goal. Jesus is our example. So we need to become like Jesus, the way Jesus was as a human being. That's what we want to become like. And we can only do that through the help of the Holy Spirit. We can't do that by ourselves. And the Holy Spirit came to help us to do the things that Jesus did and more. Let's pray. Sweet Holy Spirit, we are so grateful that you're here to help us. Please help us. Help us to become like Jesus and to believe in Jesus and do all the things that Jesus wants us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Do you know that the Holy Spirit is kind of like a promise of eternal life? The Holy Spirit is our sign that we belong to God. Anybody that belongs to God, that believes in Jesus, would have the Holy Spirit. That's God's promise. And it's our sign, our guarantee that we're going to have life, eternal life, life forever, life with God, God's type of life. The Holy Spirit lives in us. And when we spend time with God, you spend time praying, you read Bible, you try to do everything God wants you to do. Well, the Holy Spirit will help you to do that and will help you to have a character like Jesus. People will look at you and be like, you're different. There's something about you. I see Jesus in you, and that's the goal. The Holy Spirit works on us, right? And helps us to become like Jesus. Do you know that the Holy Spirit also gives superpowers? Amazing gifts. Very amazing gifts. Super gifts. But the gifts are not for us. No. He gives us those gifts so that we can help other people to believe in God. And so that we can help people that believe in God to get stronger in God as well. Wow, I just love the Holy Spirit. And I am so grateful to God for sending the Holy Spirit down to help us and to teach us, to help us to believe in Jesus and to help us to become like Jesus and to help us to do the things that Jesus did and more. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for sending the Holy Spirit. We are so grateful. Help us to recognize Him and listen to Him and obey Him and to become like Jesus and do the things that God wants us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you so very much, friends, for listening. What did you learn? All right. Have a lovely day. Bye.